I'm Jennifer Jewell, and this is In a North State Garden, celebrating the art, craft, and science of gardening in Northern California. Thresholds are such interesting aspects of life, aren't they? They're important physical moments between this place and that place. The winter solstice is now past, and the new year is upon us. Iconic moments in time which come around again and again, each time reminding us that endings are intimately intertwined with beginnings. The winter solstice marks an annual threshold in our ingenious planet's comfortingly regular cycles of turning. For us Northern Hemisphere gardeners, we move almost imperceptibly from losing light back to gaining light a little each day. It's not so much that the threshold itself is a dramatic change, but rather that the crossing of it marks a change in perspective and direction that incrementally changes, well, everything. On one side of a threshold, you are coming, and on the other side, you are now going on. In the garden, quite literally, on one side of this threshold, we are moving away from the summer's peak growing season, and on the other side, we are moving toward it. Similarly, with the new calendar year, on one side, we are quickly winding down, and on the other side, we are very slowly gearing back up. For trees, shrubs, and perennial plants, this is a season of relative dormancy in a long journey from germination to ultimate decomposition. At some thresholds, it can all feel like loss. A big tree is felled, an entire garden is moved away from, a beloved gardener dies. But step over the fallen tree and you are in the full sun. Dig the remains of last year's composted perennial prunings and chicken manure into the soil, and you feed next year's starts. Open the metaphoric gate to a new home garden, and all of a sudden, there you are, amazingly moving toward potential and possibility. What can feel like constant cycles of gain and loss, seen from a slightly distanced perspective, become a longer, more balanced journey of transformation. A cycle we and our gardens are always along the course of, and along which there are many transformations to be experienced. 8 years ago, my family crossed a big threshold, moving from Northern Colorado to Northern California. We crossed over and cultivated a new home, new garden, new friendships, and new work. And we all grew in this new place. My work, the North State Public Radio program In a North State Garden, took root. And like many a fine seedling, it grew. In February of 2016, In a North State Garden will cross its next threshold, transforming from a 4-minute weekend morning piece to a 30-minute weekday program entitled Cultivating Place: Conversations on Natural History and the Human Impulse to Garden, each Thursday at 10 a.m. starting February 4th. Cultivating Place will continue to celebrate the art, craft, and science of gardening. I've enjoyed fully experiencing the people, places, and plants that bring our gardens and us to life through the course of In a North State Garden, and I am honored to move forward cultivating an even deeper conversation on this very human and humanizing impulse. For more information on Cultivating Place, conversations on natural history and the human impulse to garden, weekly essays and podcasts can be found at mynspr.org. Cultivating Place is a co-production of JewelGarden.com and North State Public Radio, created by Jennifer Jewell and produced by Matt Schultz. Happy New Year and new season to you all. May this threshold be a particularly joyous one in the cultivation of your place. I'm Jennifer Jewell.